The following program is sponsored by American Shaman. Welcome to the American Shaman Show, your CBD and hemp authority on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Text your questions to 95920. The American Shaman Show, every Sunday morning at 7:30 on 102.3 KRMG.
Good morning and welcome to the American Shaman Show. It's every Sunday morning at 7:30 right here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Skyler Cooper with you, Adam Haley and Jalilian Turner from American Shaman back with me this morning. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Skyler. How are you?
Doing better. I actually went through, I don't know what, some kind of sickness in the last 2 weeks, and it was like this on and off fever kind of thing, and not what you're thinking.
Right.
They didn't kick me out of work or anything, but I got over that, and so I'm feeling a lot better. But,
oh, well, welcome back. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks, but you know how those things can go, Adam. You had the flu lately. You must have done that test that they do, because I had to get that flu test, and that is not comfortable.
Oh my gosh, they stick that swab all the way up your nose?
They rubbed my brain with it,
yeah,
pretty sure.
They did the same for me.
I didn't go.
Oh, that's right. You stayed at home.
That's right.
You self-quarantined.
I knew I was sick.
Yeah. The self-quarantine probably helped not spread that around. But so today on the show, we'll be getting to some of your text questions at 95920. So as you hear us talking today, send us your questions and we'll get to some of those. That number again, 95920. Before we wrap things up, we'll get into our product of the week that we always like to highlight from American Shaman. But let's jump into the show today and see what you guys, where they can find you again, because we always want to remind everybody, Jalilian, your store.
Yes, I am located at 11045 South Memorial Drive off 110th and Memorial, directly across from the Walmart Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week and 918cbd.com.
Adam?
Got a couple of locations. Our first store is over in Owosso, of course. Go see my wife out there, 11230 North Garnett Road. It is just north of the old Legends Barbecue joint on Garnett. And then our other location where you can come and see me 6 days a week is 5505 South Mingo Road, Suite A. So AmericanShamanTeaTown.com.
Today on the show, we're going to address the coronavirus in a sense, because it is just everywhere in the news in the last several weeks. And, you know, there are cases in Tulsa now, and we're just kind of seeing how it shakes out. And there's people that just have a lot of questions. You guys have people coming into your stores asking you questions. And the bottom line is no one really has answers yet. So
that's exactly it.
Are you guys getting those people coming in and asking you, what should I do to prevent, or those kind of things, but we just don't know.
Right. That's exactly it. So we're getting flooded with a lot of questions from customers that are curious, you know, is this going to help, you know, your endocannabinoid system, and how does CBD play a role when it comes to viruses?
Right. And so this one specifically is so brand new. There's almost no one with answers.
Exactly.
But what we can talk about are viruses in general, and maybe what a coronavirus is, because it's not a new thing. This is a new one. Mm-hmm. But none of us three know about these things. So we had to call in a professional, and we've asked Dr. Bob Kaufman with American Shaman to join us on the show again. Dr. Bob, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing well, too. And I got over a virus, too. I was out almost the whole month of February with it. So, hey, everybody's going through it. And you know what? It may be helpful.
It's part of life.
Right. I know I didn't see you in Vegas at convention, and I was worried about you.
No, I couldn't talk because every time I started talking, I'd start coughing. Just going to their coffin trip. And it was miserable. But like every other thing that happens to us, often there's a good side, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit.
So let's ask you a couple of questions just to help educate, because we know a lot of people listen to this show that are interested in this realm, and also people that like work with you guys in the American Shaman world around the country. So we're educating not only the listeners, but people in the industry that just have questions. So let me start with your general knowledge in the medical field, because you've been practicing for years and years. Talk a little bit about viruses, a coronavirus. What does that really do to you?
Okay. Well, viruses, when we look at various types of infections, there's basically bacteria and then there's viruses. Bacteria, we can cure the infection or we can help the body fight it off by using antibiotics. With viruses, we don't have that across the board. Now, with the influenza virus, we do have a couple of different medications that are specific for the influenza A and influenza B viruses. Okay, but when it comes to all the other viruses, and there are tons of other viruses, just hundreds and thousands of them, but they're broken down into groups. And one of the groups that we're dealing with now is called the coronavirus. And it has that because of the way the virus looks. Okay, when you look at it in your electron microscope, it looks like it has kind of a crown shape, and so they call it a coronavirus. And there are basically three coronaviruses that have been in the news recently. There was the SARS virus, the MERS virus, and now we have the Corona 19 or the COVID 19 virus. And some people are actually calling it the SARS COVID 19 virus, okay, because it looks so much like SARS. In a lot of different ways, as far as how it's being, the pathology that's occurring, how infectious it is from one person to another, and all those kind of things. So that's basically what we're dealing with, is we're dealing with something that infects the body that we don't have a way to cure it at this point.
And that's what a lot of people are worried about. There's two sides that I keep hearing. And honestly, I'm just in the middle reporting what I hear from the professionals at the CDC and the Tulsa Health Department. But, you know, some people say, oh my gosh, it's not that big a deal. I've heard physicians say it's just a virus. And then there's other people who say, no, it's the fact that it's spreading worldwide and going crazy so fast that's the issue. What's your take?
Well, both of those are right. Okay. Okay. When it comes to the individual, very likely we don't know how many people are actually infected with this or how long it's actually been going on. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Because there are a lot of people that we know because people are testing the whole families now of people. Once they have, somebody has coronavirus, they test the whole family and things. And we're finding that a lot of people have positive tests. They've been infected with the virus, but they've had no symptoms. So we don't exactly know what the denominator is when we start talking about percentages of people that having severe things, people, the mortality, all those kind of things, rates, because we don't know exactly how many different people have had this disease and haven't had any symptoms at all.
So that number is really kind of, it's just uncertain right now. There is a number, but it may not be accurate and most likely isn't.
That's right. And most likely the percentage is lower than anything being reported because we don't have we're not finding all the people that have been infected. So given that, and also given that it doesn't, in spite of people, there being cases all over the place, that when you look at the actual number, a percentage of people in the population that's infected, it's not that high in places where they have good medical care and different things are occurring. Now, in Italy right now, it's fairly high, and that's one of the reasons why they're closed down a bunch of things. But again, we don't know for sure exactly how high it is in Italy either. So things are changing every day with this as far as information that we have. It's going to continue that way for a while.
I heard okay. Tom Hanks' kids, they of course, everybody knows that Tom Hanks has got it, or his wife brought it home to the family. And I heard that his son was talking on the Twitter sphere or whatever, said that they can't even tell that Tom is sick. He's going on with his normal life. So,
right, right. Yeah. For a lot of people, that's the case. You don't even know that they're sick.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, again, we're going to find out more information as time goes on. But again, as a physician, I'm not that worried about personally myself. I'm not too worried about it, even though I'm 69. I'm basically in good health. I just got over another viral infection. And that's one of the things I wanted to bring up was that there's a lot of evidence that shows if you've been infected recently with a viral infection, and you get another viral infection, even if it's a different family of viruses, you're liable to have less symptoms with the second viral infection than you did with the first, by far.
That's good.
All of you that have been sick here in the last month or so before COVID-19 was abounding, you may be in better shape than the people that weren't sick.
that immunity, it's not there for that specific one, but yeah, if that's showing that maybe it helps with symptoms, then that's a good sign. So we have had people say that, like we had a question a couple of days ago on the station. They said, hey, can I just go get tested? And it doesn't work that way. They want you to call before you go anywhere and maybe even call the health department, not just your doctor.
Well, yeah. And one of the problems that we have with this, I just listened to a couple shows on TV this morning and other physicians were talking, is the testing for COVID-19 is not done in the office or in the local lab. You got to send it to the state. Two things happen when you send something to the state. One of them, it takes a long time, okay? And then the second one is it they're having everything go there right now for COVID-19, so there's a backlog, okay? They just can't physically get them all done in very rapidly. So the problem that people are having, that we're having as physicians, people come to the office, they have some symptoms, we order the test, but we don't get the result back for 3 to 4 days later at the earliest. So, you know, it's a mess.
Does that change anything with the result of the test, that it can take a few days? Does the validity come into question?
No, the test is still valid.
Okay. So that kind of leads us into what we wanted to ask you today, which is how does the questions they're getting inside the American Shaman stores, what can they say to those folks? Because there's so many answers that we just don't have.
Right. And basically that it comes down to, is CBD going to be helpful to me? Whether I have the virus or not, is it a good thing to take or is it not a good thing to take? When we start looking at the significant morbidity that occurs, and we just got this out this week, okay, that they have some pathology of people that had the COVID-19, the lungs, okay, and that it looks like it's similar to the damage that occurred with SARS and MERS, okay, also similar to what happens with RSV virus, okay, and all of these viruses, they cause some damage in the lungs, but that's not really what causes the bad symptoms. The bad symptoms occur because of the way the body is trying to respond to that infection, and that it's an immunologic response that is causing a lot of the damage. And so if we always run the risk of whenever we do anything to slow down the damage that's being caused by the immunologic response of our bodies, most of the drugs that we use with that, they also tend to then decrease the response of our bodies to the virus itself. So it's a two-edged sword that if we decrease the inflammatory response, we often decrease the ability to fight off the infection and vice versa. So that's one of the issues that we have. And what's nice about this is CBD doesn't seem to interfere with the body's ability to fight off infections.
I was reading this morning where it said something about THC having more effect on that process that you're speaking of, but that they weren't seeing the same effect with the CBD like you had mentioned.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. The CBD does not seem to interfere with the body's ability to fight off infections, okay? It will bring the immunologic system back toward normal, okay, back toward homeostasis. And we know that it has an effect with inflammation, okay, because the ECS system is out of whack with that. And I'm just finishing an article that I'm getting ready to publish about why that works, and it's because of the way the CBD binds to the receptors and various other type of things. As we said before, I think on this show, is that if the ECS system is hyperreactive, CBD will bring it back to normal. If it's hyporeactive, it'll bring it back to normal. And again, that's what's happening. That's what we think might happen and be beneficial to people that have the viral infection, is that CBD may be beneficial. But we can't say that for sure at this time because we just don't have the data, okay? We just don't have the information.
That's nobody does, right? So this is a brand new virus and nobody knows. At American Shaman, we pride ourselves in not making claims, right? We can just claim that this product
helps with homeostasis.
Helps your body help itself, right? And exactly. Your body needs exactly. to help itself when you have came down with a virus of any kind. And it just so happens that coronavirus is at the forefront of everybody's minds right now.
And we're studying that, and we're still constantly studying CBD.
Exactly. So with all of this, we can. You're right. You said it exactly right. Me as a physician, I can say it a little bit stronger, okay? And that is that the research shows that it definitely doesn't seem to be harmful at all with viral infections, and it may be very helpful, especially with some of the complications that occur with viral infections.
It's the American Shaman Show. You're listening to 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. I'm Skyler Cooper with Jalilian Turner and Adam Haley from American Shaman, and Dr. Bob Kaufman is back on the line. We've been talking about the coronavirus, getting a great explanation of just what it is and really what it's doing to you. So we talked a little bit before we launched on the air at 7:30 this morning, Dr. Bob, that you were saying it's not one of those situations where it's going to hurt anything. That's good. But do you think that what we're also saying is that when you're sick, no matter what you have, that you just have to lay in bed and deal with it for a few days sometimes?
Well, because it's a viral infection, we don't have medicine to cure it. The only way to cure it is your body has to cure it itself, okay? Your body has to eliminate the virus, and that's done through the immune system. And CBD, there is one study out looking at a different kind of virus where CBD actually inhibited the virus from replicating, okay?
And it's also... I would also like to bring up what I'm reading. It's not only the CBD, but it's also the terpenes in the plant as well. So we have no idea how all these terpenes interact with our bodies. And correct me if I'm wrong, please, doctor. But since American Shaman has the full spectrum CBD or
terpene rich
product, I think that we are. Enabling our bodies to help themselves from a whole lot of angles that we don't even know.
Well, we know the entourage effect is a real thing, and it works for a lot of different situations. Whether it works with viruses or not, we're not 100% sure, okay? Because the only work with viruses thus far has been with CBD by itself, not with the hemp oil that contains all the terpenes. But given the other information that we know and how the terpenes work and how they work in other situations, it makes sense that the full spectrum hemp oil would be better than just CBD by itself, even in viral infections. But we don't know that for sure at this point.
Dr. Bob, speaking of other situations, we do have a texter question at 95920. If you have any questions, let us know. We've got the doctor on the line. They want to know about arthritis. Have you seen anything around arthritis in CBD?
Oh yeah, there's lots of good information about that, both in humans and in animals. And with arthritis, CBD, the research has shown that it is very helpful with it. And the hemp oil is even better than CBD by itself. This is where full spectrum hemp oil really shines, is with arthritis, and various types of arthritis, whether it's osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, infectious arthritis. It can be lots of different things. And because it's an inflammatory response that the body's having, and it's, again, like the coronavirus, the damage to the tissue is due to the body's inflammatory response to what's going on. And CBD helps to minimize that. But again, it doesn't interfere with the normal processes that are going on in the body.
We had briefly discussed it in a previous show, arthritis, and you had brought up a study being done in California. I think that you said with mice or rats, where the CBD is not only stopping the progression of the arthritis, but it's you're seeing some reversal of the effects.
That particular study was with osteoarthritis, okay, and it was showing that it could actually cause regeneration of the cartilage in the joint itself, okay. When we look at rheumatoid arthritis, there is some animal evidence to show that it actually may help with that disease process itself, not just the arthritis that occurs in the joints, but with reversing actually the disease the autoimmune disease phenomenon that's going on in the body. That's a harder one to talk about because we don't understand that near as well as we do our osteoarthritis. But again, I got to go back and make this one thing. The FDA has not approved CBD, any medical claims for CBD except for epilepsy at this point. But the one of the reasons, the things that's holding us back with that is they haven't made any regulations on CBD or hemp oil itself, okay? Once they make those recommendations, then we're going to be able to make some of these claims. But until they okay that make the regulations on hemp oil, they're not even beginning to look at any claims that can be made at this point, even though the data is there to support those claims.
So talking about arthritis, I'm reminded that you have dog treats and cat treats, right?
Yes.
And definitely. Horse, I got your email about a horse thing.
Yeah, we have horsey snacks and liniment oil for topical for horses.
We do. And I had a lady in, our first customer that I had sold the horse snacks in. And she, so horse people will understand, I'm sure, but they become part of the family pretty stinking quick. And this lady's horse had made such an improvement so quickly with the horsey snacks that she had came in just to share the experience with me. She was overjoyed.
Another text question here, 95920, the phone number. Does American Shaman have sunscreen? I know the answer to that one.
We do not have sunscreen, and they are looking to formulate something. So bringing it back to the virus topic, I know just recently getting over the flu, quarantined myself, stayed in bed. I was sleeping 12 hours a day. I was napping in between, drinking lots of fluids and just trying to stay hydrated. And you know, when you're sick, you're just really not, you're not feeling well, you're not thinking well. And it wasn't until I started almost getting better before I realized, like, oh my gosh, I haven't been taking my CBD. And then I started taking it, I would say probably day four or five. It lasted about 9 days total. That's when I noticed more so the relaxation effect, because more so like the achy body, the tiredness, the fussy feeling you get when you're sick. That's what I noticed. And that really helped me just kind of be like, oh, wow, I'm feeling a little more centered and balanced and a little more optimistic. Like, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get over this, really.
I'm one of the worst at those. Whenever I'm sick and I'm just coming out of something right now, I feel like, oh, this is just the new me. I'm so stuck in this. But of course it's not. And you know that, but I'm the same way. I get down in the dumps when I'm sick.
The one thing you shouldn't do is stop your CBD when you get sick. Okay. Of all things, that's the one thing you shouldn't do. Okay. One other thing I want to bring up that we've been talking about with the virus things and stuff. What about somebody that doesn't have the COVID virus? Okay. Is taking CBD going to be prophylactically helpful to that person? Okay. Well, we don't know that answer either. But what we can say is it's not going to be harmful. That's for sure. Okay. Whether it's going to be helpful or not, we don't know, but it's not going to be harmful.
That's a great question, Bob. I love it. We haven't had anybody come in at this point and ask that question, but I do foresee things. I mean, people are grasping at straws, right? They're looking for anything to help themselves. And like we said on this show and several shows in the past, CBD helps you help yourself. So it's worth a shot.
Yep.
You're listening to the American Shaman Show on KRMG. A couple of minutes left. We're on with Dr. Bob Kaufman, who is with American Shaman on the medical side and helps going through the research and finding all the different ways. So we thought we'd bring him on today, with being that the coronavirus, COVID-19, is all in the news and it's all over Facebook. That's one thing that we should point out too, because it's really important that you don't read your friend's Facebook posts and take that for the truth, because there's so much misinformation. Doctor, I'm sure you've seen misinformation left and right.
Oh, yes. Have I ever? And it's just like, oh my, how can anybody? It blows my mind.
It's easy to see misinformation. Just go to the local grocery store and look at the toilet paper racks.
Yeah. Now, but we do have directives. I'm seeing employees sent home, events are canceled, and we have stuff even around here where they're going to start cleaning the studios more often and just doing that kind of thing. Dr. Bob, do you think that's good measure? Is it going to help at all?
Well, what it's doing is it's flattening the curve. I don't know if people have seen this or not, but what the concern that we have is that a whole lot of people are going to get infected, and they're going to have a certain percentage of those are going to have significant enough symptoms that they need to be taken care of by the health of our healthcare personnel. And this is all occurring while we're having influenza and everything else. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to overload our medical system to where people can't get the care that they need. And so that's the whole reason for all of the isolation, for all the different other things, is to this virus is going to go through the population, but let's have it go through slowly with the population so that we don't overwhelm our medical healthcare system with a whole bunch of sick patients all at once.
I know they've made some changes in the way, just one example, nursing homes. They're trying to eliminate outside visitors that are not medically necessary. That'd be an example of not, because that population would be really susceptible, right?
Oh, yes. They're very susceptible to significant morbidity.
Right. So if they can eliminate people coming in who might have gotten it from out in the public, then they're going to eliminate that population from the risk.
And it has even affected the stores itself. So Jalilian and I, both, all three of our stores have started delivery service. So now we're both delivering on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll have to set up a time to get you your order to you, but you can definitely call into the stores and place an order, and we will be able to bring it to you at the earliest possible time.
So a lot of things that we don't have answers for, but we're going to be watching for those. And Dr. Bob, if you find new stuff, we'll always take your call right here on the American Shaman Show. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. It's always fun talking with you guys.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Thanks, Doc. I can't say enough how much I appreciate your time.
With a couple of minutes left, guys, let's talk about the product of the week. And which one's it going to be?
We're going to go with our water-soluble 300. It comes in 5 flavors. That's natural, pina colada, cherry limeade, grape, and lemon. Lemon is by far one of my favorite flavors because the tartness of the lemon kind of helps to make the bitterness of the hemp a little more palatable. And it pairs really well with iced tea and just water if you're a lemon water drinker or a lemonade. And those come in all those 5 flavors. You can come into any one of our stores for a free sample. If you're wanting to try multiple flavors, we can definitely accommodate that as well. And so definitely that's our number one seller.
Without a doubt. So guys, if you haven't been into the stores yet, when you come in, you'll quickly be exposed to the water soluble. It is without a doubt what has made American Shaman American Shaman. So the founder, Vince, figured out early on that it is not feasible for the normal Joe, right? You or I, to be able to afford a therapeutic dose of CBD. It's just because our bodies can't break down that oil enough to get the CBD out of it and into our system. So he decided to try and break it up himself for us, and successfully has done so with the nanotechnology. And that not only improves the bioavailability, or how much of the CBD your body's able to ingest, it also speeds up the process a lot. So if you're able to make it into our store and get a sample, you probably will not make it out the door before realizing what the CBD has done for you.
And remember, our CBD is Hemp Authority certified. And that means while we're waiting on the FDA to make regulations, there has been a nonprofit that has kind of stepped up to kind of create those regulations, from farming practices to extraction practices to bottling practices. So we are definitely high quality. We had Jade on not too long ago,
right,
talking about the quality assurance. And so that is one thing that sets us apart from other brands.
Go back and listen to that show. It's on our podcast on the KRMG app or KRMG.com. Jade was excellent in explaining all of that and the nanotechnology. So if you want that education, that's just a couple weeks back here on the American Shaman Show. We're down to the final seconds, guys. Remind us where to find you.
11045 South Memorial Drive. That is 110th and Memorial, right on the borderline of Bixby and South Tulsa, across from the Walmart Shopping Center. And we're open 7 days a week.
11230 North Garnett Road, just north of the old Legends Barbecue Joint in Owosso on Garnett. And then our Tulsa location is at 55th and Mingo, right on the southeast corner there. So you can also find all of our stores at AmericanShamanTeaTown.com on the store locator.
I'm Skyler Cooper. I want to thank Dr. Bob Kaufman for joining us again on the American Shaman Show. Adam Haley and Jalilian Turner. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Sounds good.
Everybody have an amazing rest of your week, guys.
This is the American Shaman Show. You've been listening to 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.